When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I want to talk about pride and why you shouldn't let it ruin good opportunities. Sit back and enjoy the show because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and let's talk about something really quickly. And this is something I'm very guilty of, and that's actually why I'm making an episode on it, because it's something I'm actively working on that I believe is incredibly important. Pride. Now, what I mean by that is our own sense of pride in ourselves, feeling proud and feeling that we shouldn't be belittled or disrespected or any of those things. Now, obviously we should not be disrespected or belittled or any of those things, and we shouldn't accept that. However, there are many times in our life where pride is the only thing that stops us from achieving what it is we want to achieve. You see, it is either a fortunate or an unfortunate truth, and that is depending on your personality, that the only way to achieve anything great is to work with other people. It is to partner together. It is to get in front of their audiences. It is to utilize their skill sets. The only way to do anything amazing in our lives is to work with other people. Now, for some, this is a very difficult thing to ask. I mean, for me, it is a very difficult thing to ask sometimes because I am the person who needs to be on top. I'm the person who needs to be making the decisions. I am the person who feels that they need to be respected and all of these things. And that requirement of myself can sometimes get in the way. And what I mean by that is my pride and my feeling of, I don't want to use the term superiority because I don't feel that I'm better than anybody, but my feeling that I should be respected, that can come at a cost if I allow it. Because the fact of the matter is that, like I said, the only way to accomplish anything is to work with others. But if you perceive somebody's reaction to you as negative, if you perceive that something they're doing is disrespectful, if you perceive that the way they're speaking to you isn't how you think you deserve to be spoken to, well, you're not going to want to work with them. You're not going to want to do the things required to partner with them in order to get in front of their audiences and create opportunity for yourself. Now, I want to be clear. I'm in no way arguing that you need to put up with those things. If somebody is truly disrespecting you, do not work with them. If somebody is truly not giving you the control that you need, maybe consider not working with them. If somebody is just not a good fit, don't work with them. But you do need to ask the question, am I reacting to this because it is truly negative, or because I perceive it as negative, because my pride, my sense of personal pride, perceives it to be negative? And when you ask that question and you truly look for the answer, you try to be open and take the answer as it comes to you, you start to realize that a lot of times people aren't trying to disrespect you. In their mind, they're speaking normally. In their mind, they are dealing with you normally. It's not that they don't have any respect for you. It's just that that is how they deal with people. So don't let your pride, don't let your perceived idea of what somebody is doing affect your ability to take advantage of opportunities. And here's a personal example. I recently started working with a group, and I'm going to keep the group name out. I'm going to keep the person's name out. And being a part of that group, being able to post content within that group and promote myself within that group is a great opportunity. There's a lot of people that I can connect with. There's a lot of people that could be potential clients. There are a lot of people that could do a lot of things for me. Like, there are great opportunities within the group. But when I first started working with them, the founder of the group, who's the person I'm partnering with, he kind of responded to something in a way that my initial reaction was like, wow, I don't know that I want to work with him. Like, who do you think you are? Why are you talking to me that way? Yada, yada, yada. Just sort of applying this negative idea to his response. That was my initial reaction. That was the gut response, because I have pride, because I have what Ryan Holiday would call ego. And I'm reading a book right now called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. And this is a lot of what it talks about, is your ego, your pride, and how that can get in the way, how that can stop you from accomplishing a lot of the things that you want to accomplish. So my gut reaction was egotistical. It was to take his response and immediately put it through this lens, this frame of, he doesn't respect me. He doesn't speak to me the way that I should be spoken to. And that's such a ridiculous thing, because when you read back through, it's a perfectly fine comment. You know, there's nothing disrespectful about it. He's giving me an opportunity, and that's that. But initially, I applied all of these different things to it and worked myself up and felt the way I felt. And I'll be honest, I almost wrote back and said, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, that was my first response. And I typed out the message, and then I stopped. And I stopped myself, and I just thought for a second, and I deleted the message, and I just gave myself the time to look at the situation objectively. And I realized there's no disrespect here. First of all, he has no reason to respect me. He doesn't really know who I am that well. I haven't earned his respect. Yes, I should be respected as a fellow member of the human race, and he has provided that much. But as partners, I haven't earned his respect. And so for me to believe that he immediately owes me this certain level of respect is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thought. So I was able to step back. I was able to be objective and look at the opportunity, look at the value that it presented, and then look at his response. And I was able to identify the fact that there was no actual disrespect. It was just the way he responded. Everything else was how I was coloring it. And then number two, the opportunity is there. It's something that can create a lot of benefit for me over the next couple of months. And so I decided to calm down, step back, and take the opportunity. And I think that's the right decision. And I think more of us need to give themselves that space. Because as I started out in this episode, pride and ego is the enemy. It is the thing that can stop us from taking advantage of opportunities that could change our life, that could push us in a totally new direction. But so many of us don't ever look at those things simply because they aren't what we already have in our mind, or because we feel we're being disrespected, or we feel we're too good for that job, or whatever it is. So many of us don't take the opportunities in front of us simply because of ego, of pride. So to wrap up, I want you to remember to not let pride get in your way. Of course, you should never accept being sincerely disrespected. You should never allow that to happen. And you shouldn't work with people who aren't a good match in any way. But before you make that decision, take a step back and try to look at the situation objectively. If you can do that, you might just realize that there is something good here. And if that's the case, if you can realize that there is in fact something good here, then you have a lot of opportunity there. So take advantage of it. So with that said, I'd like to invite you to join our private Facebook group. You can do so by going to facebook.com and searching Tiny Leaps, or going to my website, gregclunas.com, and clicking the community tab. And here's what you're going to get inside. You're going to get a community of people who love you, who respect you, and who want to help you get to where you want to be. All we want, our main goal, is to support you and have you support us. That's the type of community that I'm trying to build. And so I would love to have you as a part of that. I would love to have you in the group. And I'd love to have you as a part of the conversations. So check it out on Facebook, search Tiny Leaps, or go to my website, gregclunas.com, and click community. With that said, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.